Down from Portland here tonight, and we reported something to Seattle Center, so I guess this is why they requested we call this number.
Very good. We'd like to hear about your sighting.
Well, we were about Medford, Oregon, I think slightly north of it, and we were flying a heading of 165 degrees.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking out the window on the right side, and about a 3 o'clock position, about 45 degrees above the horizon, there was a spot of light about as bright as a first magnitude star.
Yes.
And it was moving from, say, a 3 o'clock position towards our 2 to 1 o'clock position. And at first I thought it was a satellite, but then I realized it was moving much too fast.
I see.
It was very bright, like I said, about first magnitude star at 3 o'clock, and as it reached about the, around 1 o'clock position, it started getting very dim very rapidly, and it got to almost a 12 o'clock position, and it just disappeared. And it moved to, from our about 3 o'clock position to almost 12 o'clock position, I would guess, between, say, 7 to 8 seconds.
I see.
It was much faster than say, a satellite, you know, would be. But then again, it was much slower than what a meteorite would
be.
Uh-huh. There was no outstanding glow to it. It was just like a star moving very fast.
When it vanished, did it just vanish suddenly, or did it just fade out?
No, it faded out. It took probably about a second or a second and a half to fade out.
I see.
Maybe 2 seconds.
Okay. Do you know if anybody else saw this?
Yes, all three of us saw it.
I
pointed it out, and the other two pilots just saw the fading out portion of it, but they definitely saw it.
Okay. About what time did that happen?
Well, I'll have to backtrack here and figure out what time we took off and all that. Let's see.
Just an approximate then.
We landed at 9:10 about, so it must have been about 8:20 and 8:30, I would imagine.
Okay.
About 8:30, I would
guess. The color was straight white on that?
Yes, it was just like a star.
Okay. All right, sir. Is there any way of getting the names of the other men involved?
I can give them to you if you want.
Okay.
I don't know if they'd object to it or not.
Well, it's strictly confidential anyway. And you're with, what's your line was that?
Continental Air.
Continental, okay. And what was your flight number?
307.
All right, sir, is there anything else you can add to that?
It looked like I say, our heading was about, it was 165 degrees at the time. It looked like it was cutting in front of us, probably at a heading of about between 130 and 140.
Uh-huh.
That's what it looked like to us. A physical object associated with it.
I see.
Just a point light.
They didn't mention about any radar trackings, did they?
No, we asked them.
Uh-huh.
And they said no.
I see. Okay.
We thought it might be a military airplane at a high altitude or something like that, but they did not tell us that.
Okay. If we have any further questions, would it be all right to get back to you?
Yes, I'd be all
right. Okay, sir, and we sure appreciate your calling.
Okay.
And keep our number handy.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.